This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. An engineer who spent 25 years designing guns took the stand yesterday in a federal trial over Illinois' ban on firearms like the AR-15. Jim Ronkennan worked for Remington, one of the largest gun makers in the world. He testified the semi-automatic guns that are now banned were widely used for lawful purposes, like hunting and recreational shooting. Downstate attorney Thomas Magg is representing the plaintiffs who brought the lawsuit.
The Second Amendment protects firearms in common use at the time. Well, if the AR-15 is literally the most popular firearm probably ever in the United States, it's clearly in common use.
The trial is scheduled to resume this morning with witness testimony from both sides. The protracted debate over the gunshot detection technology known as ShotSpotter is expected to once again spill over into the Chicago City Council today. The technology is lauded by supporters for helping police respond to gunshots quicker, but critics say it's a waste of money and that it doesn't prevent gun violence. Mayor Brandon Johnson is adamant about letting the contract expire this month and doubled down this week. He calls the tool a glorified walkie-talkie that doesn't work.
The reason why they said we needed it was to reduce gun violence. It didn't do that.
Several alderpersons are pushing to skirt Johnson's authority and empower CPD to renew the contract with ShotSpotter, even though it's unclear whether that's legally possible. They're planning to force a vote on a pro-ShotSpotter ordinance today. It's been 1 year since Illinois became the first state in the U.S. to ban cash bail. Now, people accused of a crime are no longer held in jail because they cannot pay to be released. Opponents of the law feared it would lead to crime waves. Advocates say it's making the justice system more equitable. Loyola University professor Don Steeman told WBEZ's Reset it's still too soon to say if crime has gone down. However,
from January to June of 23, looking at that compared to crime rates in January to June of this year, crime's lower than it was. We can't say that that's due to the Pretrial Fairness Act, but we also know that crime didn't increase dramatically after this law went into effect.
The law fast-tracks court cases across the state's 102 counties, which Steeman says has led to fewer people being locked up before their trials begin. Additionally, his research shows a significant decrease in jail populations, with Cook County seeing a 14% drop in short-term detentions this year. A new report details the way Chicago's Mexican population is changing and what it means for the future. The report shows in the last 20 years, many of Chicago's Mexicans have left their historic enclaves, like Pilsen and Little Village, and now make up the majority in 15 of the city's neighborhoods. Mexicans also make up a large chunk of the region's low-wage workforce, and their median age is younger compared to the rest of the population. Here's Juan Gonzalez with UIC's Great Cities Institute.
Mexicans have been a critical part of the city's remarkable comeback in the post-industrial service era. Mexican youth represent a disproportionate share of Chicago's future.
Mexicans make up one-fifth of Chicago's population. Some other things you should know today. For a second time this year, Republicans have blocked legislation to establish a nationwide right to in vitro fertilization. The 51-44 vote was short of the 60 votes needed to move forward on the bill, with two Republicans voting in favor. The Democratic push for the legislation started earlier this year, after the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos can be considered children under state law. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth is a lead sponsor of the bill. It would establish a nationwide right for patients to access IVF and other assisted reproductive technologies. It would also establish a right for doctors and insurance companies to provide it. Today's weather, it's going to be sunny with some patchy fog, and the high will be in the low 80s. Then tomorrow should be mostly sunny, with temperatures reaching the mid-80s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.